Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Australians were the first to say it, and it's a shocking thing. They're living in a post-American world. A world where America is no longer the dominant superpower, or even a superpower. No one else is speaking such things aloud, although many are thinking it. The speech in which this was announced was given by Australia's number two ranking politician, the Deputy Prime Minister. After regaining his office this week, he made a speech. Here's what the coverage of that on Australia's Sky News, basically the Fox News affiliate there, sounded like there.
Barnaby Joyce said a very important thing yesterday, just after being sworn in again, as our Deputy Prime Minister. He told a meeting of government MPs that what is required of them now is to make Australia as strong as possible, as quickly as possible, to protect our way of life. Now, that's not just because, as Joyce said, American power is declining and we could be on our own.
No, it's not just because America's declining, but it's because that decline means China literally could steamroll Australia if it wanted to. There's nothing standing in their way. Here's the headline about it in the Sydney Morning Herald, one of their mainstream media newspapers over there. China warning. Joyce calls on MPs to prepare for end of Pax Americana. MPs are members of parliament. They're like Congress members here. Here's the article. Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce has issued a stark warning to government MPs about the risk to Australia from the waning power of the United States, calling for unity as China emerges as the new superpower. They're actually saying it out loud. Mr. Joyce urged Liberal and Nationals MPs to unite behind the mission of making Australia, quote, as strong as possible, as quickly as possible. Why? Because according to the article, Joyce says Australia can, quote, not rely on the U.S. to guarantee regional security anymore. That's astonishing. And it's even more astonishing because of how quickly it's happened. They weren't saying anything like this under Trump. It's an acknowledgement that our Washington leadership will let China do whatever it wants to whoever it wants. Here's some more of what the coverage of this incredible admission by the top levels of the Australian government sounded like when it was covered on Sky News this week.
There's something else, and everyone there knew what he was talking about. As I explained last night, we have to our north a very dangerous and aggressive Chinese dictatorship, fast building up its military, tightening the screws, warning its armed forces to prepare for war with Taiwan, an island democracy whose foreign minister says, yes, China is indeed preparing to invade it.
And recently they have increased their gray zone activities against Taiwan, and all these seem to be preparing for their final military assault against Taiwan.
But here we are in Australia with our pants down. Our new submarines from France delayed over budget. Our new joint strike fighters also in trouble. If there is war, if we do need to switch to total defence, we are, to be frank, stuffed. Now, plans to mobilize people and supplies to the war effort, they're way out of date. Our military doesn't even know exactly what experts they will need to draft in or how to do it. Our industrial base is now too small. We are dangerously reliant on supplies from overseas that could be easily cut off. Our petrol, our medicines, even things like microprocessors for computers. But now with Barnaby Joyce back in cabinet, that's at least one more person in that government who knows how urgently we need to prepare for the worst.
The article continued, the message resonated with government MPs who are increasingly concerned about the Chinese government's construction of military bases in the South China Sea and provocations in the Taiwan Strait. Folks, they know they're next. The remarks came, they said, after Joyce was sworn in as deputy prime minister on Tuesday. Quote, he said there's a unifying cause, that it's more important to the nation than anything else right now, that the times we live in today are different to those we were born into, a coalition spokesman said of Joyce's remarks. He said the world is changing. We're moving from the Pax Americana to a new superpower that's different. And there are different ways of seeing the world. Our liberties and freedoms that we took as a birthright and never really thought about in the future might be challenged like they never had before. Those who heard Mr. Joyce's remarks, the article says, say he didn't mention China by name, but didn't need to when he mentioned the new superpower. Quote, he said, what is required of us is to make Australia as strong as possible, as quickly as possible, in order to protect our way of life. Folks, this is what's at stake. What's going on here? They didn't talk like this under Trump. Here's what's changed. Here's what's causing almost palpable panic in Australia, and they're right to panic. They're right to panic because they are realizing that with the Democrats and Biden in charge, China could take Australia without firing a shot. I'll tell you how in a minute.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
But first, this is what they're seeing. They have intel agencies like we do. They analyze everything they see the Biden administration doing. They see, correctly, the Biden administration as a pet of China, in lockstep with China. Ask yourself this. Pretend you're Australian. If China was to, I don't know, pick one, invade Taiwan and decide to take over Australia by blockading the waters around it and controlling what could come in and what could not, would Joe Biden do anything beyond a strongly worded statement? They clearly don't think he would. They clearly believe they'd be on their own. And they're right. You know what gave them this hint? Why is this coming out now? Because Biden has been asked repeatedly in recent weeks, look, you say that COVID killed 500,000, sir. Could you commit to asking Chairman Xi, who you say is your friend, next time you talk to him in a phone call, could you commit to just asking him to cooperate in the probe of the origins of COVID? Joe wouldn't do it. The Australians very quickly have come to understand if China can kill tens of thousands to hundreds of thousands of Americans with a bioweapon, and our president's got nothing to say about that, no way we're going to protect Australia in any way from China, probably not even with sanctions. Now, a lot of people who've heard this have said, good, well, I don't want to pay to, you know, for their military. They should pay for their own. No. No, we haven't. It's not been our military that's kept them from menacing everyone from Taiwan to Australia. It's not that. It's economic sanctions. They're utterly dependent on our economy. If we stop buying from them 100% cold turkey, it would collapse the communist government, free the Chinese, and end the world threat of China. It'd be far more effective than any sort of bomb we could drop. What's changed is that the Biden administration has made clear that no matter what China does, they're not going to level any kind of economic sanctions. This is why the Australians have so quickly gone from, oh, well, we just take our liberties for granted. It'll be fine. The U.S. will always be there to, oh, my gosh, we're screwed. We're stuffed, as he said. China could take us if they want. That's a terrifying feeling for a nation, a thing we haven't seen in this world for a long time. But it's exactly what the Biden administration has clearly said. Anthony Blinken, our Secretary of State, flat out laid out, yeah, China intends to become the world's superpower. We gonna stop them? No. Here's that interview.
I know you say the goal is not to contain China, but have you ever seen China be so assertive or aggressive militarily?
No, we haven't. I think what we've witnessed over the last several years is China acting more repressively at home and more aggressively abroad. That is a fact.
What's China's goal?
I think that over time, China believes that it can be and should be and will be the dominant country in the world.
As the Australians are realizing, that's not just economic, that's militarily. They intend to rule. But do we intend to do anything about it, at least under Joe Biden? No, says our Secretary of State. Cool with us.
But I want to be very clear about something, and this is important. Our purpose is not to contain China, to hold it back, to keep it down.
It was a shocking statement that put everybody up for grabs to Chinese attack, from Taiwan to, yes, even Australia. The remarkable part about this is we have tremendous power over China, as the Gatestone Institute recently pointed out when they wrote, at the moment, the Communist Party is especially vulnerable because China's economy is weaker than reported and the country's still dependent on the American market. How dependent? Really dependent. We could easily collapse the Chinese Communist government and end this right now. They write, an export-dependent China is an America-dependent China. Last year, China's merchandise trade surplus with the U.S. was 58% of its overall merchandise trade surplus. China, therefore, remains extraordinarily dependent on its sales to America, a circumstance that gives Washington extraordinary leverage. But they won't use it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Why? Well, if you're a regular listener to this podcast, you know China's got Joe and Hunter by the cojones. Hunter took tens of millions of dollars, didn't pay taxes on it, hid it from the federal government, and yes, he gave it to the big guy. And China knows it. They've got them dead to rights. This is what's causing all these problems. This, while they steal an extraordinary, are you ready for this? $500 billion of American intellectual property every 12 months. This is why, just a few weeks ago, Chairman Xi gave a speech he wouldn't have dared to give under Trump, because God knows what tariff Trump would slap him with. He said, "We will never allow anyone to bully, oppress, or subjugate China." Notice he's not even talking about a physical attack. He's just talking about pushing their weight around like Trump did. He said, quote, "Anyone who dares to do it, they will have their heads bashed bloody against the Great Wall of Steel forged by over 1.4 billion Chinese people," he said. No reaction from the Biden administration. China owns them. What would a Chinese takeover of Australia look like? They wouldn't have to fire a shot. It'd look a lot like, well, John Cena or LeBron James groveling about their love of China on national television, kowtowing to Chinese leaders who want them to say this, but not that. It would look like all the country's American big tech censors for China, as China controls the waters around the island nation, blockading them, cutting off their speech using tech companies, and threats like those leveled at Cena and LeBron James. It wouldn't be a sudden violent attack, but instead a settling of influence, a kind of iron curtain over Australia, and nobody and nothing would stop it. And it's slowly dawning on the people of Australia and the world. Listen to this commentator on Sky News talk about how Australia, without Trump, is now at the mercy of Chairman Xi in a way it hasn't been before.
It is really, really worrying stuff, and we should take it extremely seriously, because as we know, China's goal is and has been for a long time world domination. They want to have their hand in every pot in the world. And since, very sadly, Donald Trump is not president anymore, I think they've taken that as a green light to push forward and do sort of whatever they want, hence this very militant speech. Honest to God, those Americans who voted for Joe Biden are going to regret it so badly over the next few years. Donald Trump was the only thing keeping those dictators, plus Kim Jong-un, I must point out, in their place. He was not afraid to stand up to them. He called their bluff. He was able to relate to them in a way that Joe Biden couldn't relate to anyone. Let's be real. Now he's gone. No. We are going to be at the mercy of Xi Jinping. If his speech was anything to go by, we should be incredibly concerned and incredibly ready, because I am very worried it's going to go downhill very quickly.
Me too. And Chairman Xi has a good 3.5 years left to do whatever he wants. And that's enough time to change the world forever.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
It's better over here.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.